Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Pride Month. It's still Pride Month, so happy Pride Month.
It is. It is. I guess we need to report back on our little hangout sesh, our beach trip.
We did, in fact, say that we would come back to you guys with an update, and we do, in fact, have an update. Savannah came and visited.
Yes, we actually got to go to the beach this time.
Mm-hmm, and we swam in the ocean, and it felt so good to be back where I belong in the water.
Exactly. I know. I feel like I need to be in the ocean, like, every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just become mermaids.
Mm. See, I was debating on if I should go to Winston this weekend or not, because it's one of my friend's birthdays, but I'm like, it's going to be, like, 85 here. Like, mm-hmm. I could be in the ocean. So, yes. You know, we'll have to... That's pending. But
you should tell them to come to you.
I did. It's... Oh, well, hopefully.
There you
hopefully
go.
Hopefully we'll see. But yeah, it was my first swim in the ocean of the year.
Yeah,
for 2023.
I did want to say that when we were in the water, Garrett was with us, and he found like 5 seashells that were
huge
ones.
Yeah. Huge shells.
He just kept picking them up out of the water. We were like, right. Where are you getting these?
And I was trying to find one. This man was like rich in the shells. He had like 5 in each hand. And I was simply trying to find one. And I could feel them, but every time I would go try to get them, I would just get knocked by a wave. And I think his height definitely helped him.
Yeah.
But I was able to find one thing in the ocean. Which I had originally thought was a shell. But then when I picked it up, I knew it wasn't a shell, but I knew I had to pick it up out of the water because of how heavy it was. Turns out, it was a brick.
Yep. A brick.
Yeah, a big old heavy brick. And now how a brick got in the ocean is truly beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it definitely came off of like a ship. But like, guys, let's stop throwing things in the ocean. Because that's not good. I don't want to step on a brick. I thought it was going to be a shell.
Yeah. I know.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and I kept stepping on things, and I was like, is this a crab or a rock, or I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there were lots of rocks where we were, mm-hmm. and, like, they were very sharp, very sharp, but still a great experience.
It was.
It was amazing. It was kind of absolutely freezing until we got numb to it.
Water. See, the tactic that I use is to just run right into the water, and then you get used to it right away, and you don't... you know, suffer through the coldness.
Mm-hmm. See, no, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be that person, mm-hmm. but I can't. I can do it pretty fast. Like, I can get out there pretty... You have to admit, I got out there pretty fast.
Yeah, you did.
But I have to do it slowly. Because mm-hmm. it, like, for some reason, like, extremely cold water, like, really takes my breath away. And, like, if I was to run from 0 to 100, like, as that quick to switch the differences, I think I might actually pass out.
Well, so, maybe.
I have to go slow. But I did it, and it was so fun, and I got so sunburnt. Larry the Lobster red.
Yes, I got sunburnt too. Mm.
But we're tan now, so that's all that matters. And that really concludes the beach trip.
Yeah, well, actually, while we were at the beach, my sister Victoria was watching my cat, Parm.
Yeah, Parmy.
And she, I mean, she reported back. She was like, oh, yeah, she was fine, you know. She said that she was, like, creepily sitting by the back door at night.
Oh, she so there's that. You.
And Victoria said it was, like, kind of creepy, but I think she was just, like, waiting for me to get home.
No, she was definitely waiting for you to get home. I could understand, like, Victoria being in that house thinking it was creepy, but she was definitely just missing you guys. She was like, this... looks a little bit like Savannah, but it's not really giving Savannah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. and she also, Victoria also was talking to me about, she asked me yesterday, actually, what my Hulu login was. And I was like, well, actually, I use Taylor's Hulu login.
True.
Because I guess she was watching Hulu, like, at my house, because it's on the TV. And, she told me to start watching One Tree Hill.
Well, see? Savannah, see? I don't know if we've said this on the podcast or if I just said that to you in real life. But guys, go watch One Tree Hill if you haven't. It's so good.
I feel like we definitely mentioned it. I don't know. But But yeah, so now I have even more people in my life telling me to watch One Tree Hill. So yeah. Maybe
And let me I'll go ahead and add chance. To that. so you did only watch like one episode, right?
Yeah, like half of
it. Okay. Well, first of all, you have to give it at least two seasons.
Okay.
And
2 seasons. Okay.
Well, one. The first season is what I'm saying is kind of bad. The second season is where it gets good. In my personal opinion. And I made my mom watch One Tree Hill. Shout out. And she was like the same as you. She watched like a couple episodes and was like, is this about basketball? And I was like, I promise it gets better. I promise it does. And I just called her right before we started recording. And she was like, Taylor, I'm just so mad. And I was like, why? And she was like, at one of the characters' names. I won't list who it is. And okay. I was like, wait, do you mean from One Tree Hill? Because I didn't know anybody else like in my life with that name. So I was like, are you talking about One Tree Hill? And she was like, yes. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize you started watching it again. She said, Taylor, I literally can't stop. And
oh, I'm like, my God.
I know, man. I tried to tell you. It's so addicting.
Okay. Well, I got to get into it then.
You do. And for anybody else out there, please go watch it. It's so good. And it was filmed in Wilmington. That's where I live.
Yeah.
So it's really cool for me. Wow, not the One Tree Hill plug.
I know, right? Yeah.
But other than that, please go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But I don't really have any other intros if you want to go ahead and get into your story.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. So this one, I feel like we've been waiting to do this for a while, and I really even thought that we already did it.
I'm so excited to know.
Yeah, it's fairy rings.
Fairy rings? Or like a fairy circle?
Yes, same thing.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know,
excited.
Like, doesn't it seem like we already did that? We didn't do it yet.
No, we definitely didn't do it yet, but I think that we had talked about it in like very briefly in one other story.
Yeah.
And we were we need to cover this one day. Well, the day is here.
Yes, it is. So, fairy rings, also known as elf rings or pixie rings, fairy circles, elf circles, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Many types of circles and creatures.
Yes. Yes. So, they are perfect circles of mushrooms in the woods.
So cute.
Yeah. Which is already, like, it's just crazy that they can grow in a circle like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Magical.
So, yeah, it's, like, just a naturally occurring ring of mushrooms. And that, first of all, just reminds me of Spiderwick Chronicles.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was obsessed with the Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yes.
I have every single book.
Yes. I was trying to think of any other, like, movies that it was in, but I really think I'm just picturing that,
you know? Yeah, I don't know any other movies it's in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, these rings, some of them are small, and they actually start off kind of small, but they can be up to 600 meters in diameter.
Oh, so
they can
gosh.
Get huge.
Wait, okay. Did you do the math of how many feet that is? I can do it.
So there's isn't there 3 feet in a meter?
You know I don't know math. I don't even know why you're asking me.
I was going to do the math, but then I didn't do it.
Well, you should have known I was gonna ask. Okay, so 600 meters.
Actually, no, I think I do have it right here.
Okay, well,
in my next thing.
1,968 feet.
Okay, yeah, so a ring found in Belfort, France is the largest that has ever been seen, and it measures approximately 2,000 feet, so that's probably the exact measurement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's humongous.
Or, like, from there to 2,000 feet, yeah, like, something around there.
2,000 feet?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Humongous.
I can't even picture that for real.
I know. Like, how did they even measure that? The other side? I don't know.
It took them forever just to get across.
Yeah. And how can you even, like, realize that it's a circle?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, maybe from, like, Google Earth.
Maybe. I don't know. So, it's also this, the oldest one. Guess how old it is?
I'm going to say very.
700 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was going to say, like, 150.
Yeah, 700 years old in France. So, that is crazy.
And they're still thriving and, like, alive?
Yeah. And it just comes back every year bigger and bigger because they start off small and they get bigger.
Wow. I want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somewhere out there in France, in Belfort, France. These rings are caused by fungus growing underground. The mycelium, which is like the roots, is underground. And it's basically like a mushroom spore will fall in a good spot and it grows mycelium, which is like the vegetative part of a fungus. And it spreads out in like an underground network of really small, fine threads called hyphae. And then they like grow mushrooms. And so it's like, what it sounds like is like the center one spreads out and then that's how you
It like creates all of its little babies in a circle.
Yes, exactly.
That's cool.
So yeah. That's so cool. Crazy to think about how huge that is when it's like all connected back to one thing in the middle, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like I said before, they start small but then they get bigger with age. And they're most common in woodland and grassy areas. And the best time for them is late summer to early autumn. And they appear after wet weather most of the time. Which, you know, makes sense with mushrooms.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I guess we're coming up to fairy circle season.
Fairy circle season, guys. It's coming around the corner.
Late summer, so in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So they can also cause uneven grass growth. So like it's higher, the grass will be like higher where the mushrooms are and lower all around. So there's like sort of a circle of grass. If you know what I'm picturing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That happens. When the mushrooms like aren't there. Can cause like a ring of grass, and they also can cause vegetation around them to just die off too.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they can be thriving, you know, and then there's just like dead plants all over the place around them. And rabbits also help the growth of fairy rings. They will like eat the grass and cut it short, which helps the mushrooms grow. And also, the rabbits, like, their droppings are nitrogen-rich, which really helps the soil for the mushrooms, so.
That's so cool. The circle of life.
It really is, yeah. I'm actually thinking now, I'm like, am I going to see any fairy circles in my backyard? Because I see bunnies back there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to wait for this, but I have fairy circles in my yard.
Really?
Yeah, and I have bunnies. I don't know if one is starting right now, but I think it is. I think it's a very baby fairy circle. I'm going to have to go outside and see after we record. Mm-hmm. See, if I would have known you were doing that, I would have went before. But there is, I think it's already starting, which is very early. You know, we're mm-hmm. not in season quite yet, but I too have a lot of bunnies.
So yeah, well, that's cool.
I didn't realize there was a correlation.
Yeah, yep.
And I also have very uneven patches of grass.
Yeah, so that definitely could be a correlation too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually also 60 species of mushrooms that can grow in fairy rings.
Whoa, that's cool. I was gonna ask that. If it was just like one kind.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kinds.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are actually poisonous. So
yoinks.
Yeah, so don't touch them just in case.
Hope that's not the ones I have.
Okay, so what you've been waiting for, all the folklore and stuff behind the fairy rings.
Yeah, where are the fairies hiding?
Yes. So do you sort of know any like superstitions and stuff about fairy circles, fairy rings?
You know, I definitely don't, but I know a lot of people who do.
Okay.
Only because like I have some like family friends who would come over and like build like create little fairy circles like in gardens or like try to plant them themselves, which I don't know if that's necessarily the same thing, but apparently mm-hmm. they're supposed to bring good vibes from what okay. at least I've heard.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see if that's true with all the stuff I looked up. Have you ever walked inside one? Is another thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely have.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave that there and keep going.
Okay.
So, the first, I have, like, a bunch of different, like, cultural superstitions and folklore and stuff broken up. So, the first one I have is English and Celtic. And they believe that the fairy rings are caused by fairies or elves dancing in a circle.
I love that theory.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cute. But they also say that if humans joined the dance, that they would be punished by the fairies and forced to dance until the ring, or in the ring, until they passed out from exhaustion.
Yikes. Why do they not want to share in the fun?
I don't know. But they're like, if you get in this ring, they're going to make you dance.
They said, you want to dance? Maybe you're going to dance.
Exactly. But also, if you enter the ring, get in the circle, whatever, you might be able to see the little creatures, the fairies or elves or whatever.
So it might be worth passing out.
Yeah, maybe. It just depends on what you want, I guess.
Well, we all know I want to see them.
Yeah, true. Maybe you can test out this theory for us.
Yeah, I'll take one for happens. The team.
Yeah, I mean, you might not want to after I keep explaining what people believe
that
happened.
True. We're just now beginning.
Yeah. So, moving on to German folklore. In German legends, they are known as witches' rings, actually. And they believe that it is the place that witches dance on Walpurgis night, which is a spring celebration that takes place 6 months before Halloween, so halfway to Halloween, on April 30th.
Oh, I love that, and I hate that I miss that day to celebrate.
I know. I read that. I was like, we missed it. We didn't get to celebrate.
Oh, so sad. Next year.
Yes, exactly. But anyways, so they believe that, like, witches dance there on that night, and entering a fairy ring on this day or on Halloween is very bad luck and even can be dangerous.
Ooh.
So they also say do not go inside. So that's two cultures so yikes. Far that they're like, do not go inside.
Big yikes.
Okay, so moving on again to Austrian folklore. This one's really cool. They believe that dragons create the fairy rings.
Okay, I know I've said I liked every one, but this one's my favorite so far.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They say that they burned the, like, circle into the ground with their tails. So, that's cool.
Very cool.
And apparently once a dragon creates a circle, nothing but toadstools will grow there for 7 years.
Wow.
So I guess what they believe is, like, they burn a hole in the ground and then they, like, the mushrooms sprout up from that.
Mm-hmm. So. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds plausible to me.
Totally believable.
Yes. Okay. So next one is Dutch. And the Dutch, they believe that the circles show where, like, the devil... Apparently the devil, like, churns his milk there.
Okay. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. But they're like, he has his milk churn inside the circles.
Okay.
And also, any, like, livestock that gets, like, enters a fairy circle will suffer, like, their milk will sour.
That's just so rude. So
you can't, yeah, you can't let your cows in there.
These fairies do not like to share at all.
I know, right? Like, mm-hmm. Well, that might be, like, the devil's doing, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't know. Sorry. When you said the devil and, like, a hole, I was going to think, it was bringing me back to, like, the devil's, whatever it's called, like, where he would, like, use it as a portal. That's what I was assuming you were going to say portal and not a place where he churns his milk. So
yeah. You really I know. That caught one caught me off guard. Away.
Yeah. Caught me off guard on that one.
Yeah. And it says just like any livestock. So I guess like any milk producing livestock, don't let them in there because not just their cows. Milk will be sour.
So rude, fairies. So rude.
I know. So the French legend says that fairy rings are guarded by giant bug-eyed toads.
Disgusting. Yeah, you would never catch me near one of them if that was true.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I hate frogs and toads.
Yeah, like are the ones in your yard guarded by toads?
Not by big toads, but definitely frogs. Definitely there's frogs out there.
Well, maybe there's something to it. I don't know. I mean, I guess there is something to like frogs and toads being near mushrooms, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, like, is that just, like, the climate they both live in and thrive in?
Yeah. Yep.
Or is it magic? We don't know.
I mean, they're guarding it, so I don't know. And the French also believe that they will curse anyone who, like, violates the circle. So these frogs, they protect the circle and they're like, anybody who's like gonna ruin this circle, we're gonna curse you.
What I'm hearing from this is that the reason that I'm cursed is because I walk through a fairy circle.
Maybe. Could be. The toads decided to curse you.
They would.
Yeah. Did you like kick any of the mushrooms or you just like walk through it?
Listen, okay. I have a really big problem where I know a lot about mushrooms because some of my friends know a lot about mushrooms. And so some mushrooms, if you don't know, when you rip them open, they change color from like the oxidation of like the levels of some kind of science facts. And so my favorite thing to do is rip mushrooms open to see if they change colors. So not only did I definitely step in the middle of some fairy circles, I definitely ripped some mushrooms up as well.
Okay, so you're definitely cursed, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good for me.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on from that one then.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, the lore is that fairy circles are associated with small spirits.
What does that mean? Like children or physically
small? I see, like, I couldn't get much more detail on that one. Yeah, I'm get like maybe or maybe just like the spirits of the fairies. I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Small spirits.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah. And in the UK, actually in Northumberland, which is in the UK, to investigate a fairy ring, you run around it 9 times under the full moon. Okay. And if you accidentally add a 10th circle, it said, in quote, evil will befall the runner.
Yikes.
So you basically better know how to count. Yeah. Yep. But I don't know why, like, why do you want to run around it 9 times? It says to investigate.
Right. Like,
does that make you be able to see the fairies? Or, I don't know. It's just
maybe it makes you see the fairies because you're so dizzy.
Yes, that's it. Honestly, if I got to 9 times, I might accidentally add a 10.
Oh, definitely. It also depends on, like, how big the fairy circle is.
Yes,
like,
true.
If we're talking about, like, the biggest one in the world, girl, we're going to be here for a minute.
Yeah.
But, like, the one in my yard is kind of small. So, like, I could do the 9.
Yeah, true. Okay, so we have a few more here. So, Welsh legend, they say that time is different in a fairy circle. So the Welsh, they really, this one I like a lot too. They say that when, that you could dance in a fairy circle for minutes and actually in reality be there for days or weeks in like the real world.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so time like works way different. And if you leave the circle, like if you somehow are able to leave it, then it could shock you so much that you would die.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But they also say that these rings are good luck. They're good fortune for growing crops. And they also allow livestock to feed nearby to, like, you know, help them live longer. Mm-hmm. And it is said to improve fertility and fortune. Mm-hmm. But, like, just don't go in one. And for sure. You're good.
Well, then that would, like, explain why my family friend had my mom put a fairy circle in the garden so that the garden would grow.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. They're, like, really good luck if you just leave them alone.
For sure.
It's, like, just have it there, but don't go in it or do mm-hmm. anything with it. Okay. So, Native American legend, they attributed the appearance of fairy rings to dancing bison, which is really cute. The large rings made by adult bison, and the smaller ones were made by calves. So,
that's really cute. So adorable.
Mm-hmm. That one has like a sort of the same vibe as the dragon one, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are some different legends around the world. In other places, you will, if you enter a fairy ring, you'll lose an eye.
Okay, how? That's horrifying.
It just says you'll lose an eye. I don't know.
Okay, that's so scary.
In some cultures believe that these rings are a portal to another world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Others say that the mushrooms are like a dinner table for the fairies.
Oh, I like that idea.
Cute. And some say that they bring good luck and they're a sign of a fairy village that's like underground.
Oh.
So maybe like the fairies are the ones who are bringing the good luck. I don't know. And many people say that you should never step into a fairy ring because you may become invisible or become trapped there forever.
Yikes.
Which didn't happen to you, so no, I don't know.
I am still here.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Maybe that one wasn't strong enough.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, those fairies, like, they just didn't care enough. They're like, yeah. We don't really want her.
Maybe.
Or maybe they were just having, like, a chill day and they were like, you know what? We vibe with her. She can dance in our little fairy circle.
Yeah. Maybe you caught them on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna like this next one, though. In, like, today's day, UFO enthusiasts claim that the rings are, like, a response to an alien spacecraft having landed in that spot.
So I was going to actually bring that up.
Yeah.
Because because I didn't know if you were going to, but I was going to wait till the end. I was wondering, because I've actually heard that before. Where? Don't know. But yeah, it is a theory out there. However, as much as I want to believe aliens, I think this one's, I'm going to be leaning on the side of science.
I mean, a lot of them are really small too, so I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe it's like a little one-man spaceship. You know?
True. I don't know. Or, okay, so you're leaning on the side of science, but to be like, you know, just to fight with you a little bit, what if they are, like, the science behind it is true, right? But what causes them to start growing is the spaceship.
Yeah, because we don't know space technology. That's a very good point. You
like they drop something off and
yeah
it, yeah
or like they're like exhaust from like their gas or whatever, just like plants mushrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Truly, who knows? Aliens, if you're out there, we would love to know.
That would mean one was in your yard.
Okay, guys. I've been reaching out. So, you know, maybe we'll have some action soon.
Yeah. Could.
If it was an alien. But you know what? Even if it's a fairy, I would love to see a fairy, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that would be cool. Or like a little elf.
A little elf. Okay. I don't know why little elves scare me. They like freak me out. Like the same kind of like gnomes kind of scare me.
Yeah, same vibe.
Same vibe. I don't really like it.
So you wouldn't mind like a little fairy flying around, but like a little elf guy running around, you mm-hmm. don't want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I can get on that. I know.
I don't know why. I just imagine fairies to be nicer, even though I know historically they're not nicer, really.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you right now, they're trapping people in these circles.
No, I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
They're just cuter.
I think that's what it is. Also, we, like, glorify fairies, you know, like, from movies today. So that's what I picture.
Like Tinkerbell?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would love to meet Tinkerbell. Are you kidding me? If Tinkerbell was in my front yard doing the fairy circle. However, if it's these evil fairies, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I don't know. I don't think I would want to meet a fairy. I don't know. Maybe I would. Okay. So I have a little bit more here. So like I said before, like you should not touch mushrooms either really, because a lot of them can be poisonous. So just like if you're going to, because I know you said you pick them up and like break them apart and stuff.
Yeah.
But just like make sure you know what kind they are before you pick mm-hmm. them up.
I promise I don't just pick up any mushroom. Like, my friend, Dina, Dina's been on the podcast before. Her dad is literally a scientist who studied mushrooms for so long. He knows every kind of mushroom that's out there.
Well, there you go. Okay.
So, luckily, when I'm on my mushroom adventures, he's normally there to be like, Taylor, don't touch that one. Normally, he's actually there to be like, hey, Taylor, that's one that changes colors. So,
ooh. Okay.
That's my favorite kind.
Okay. Let's get into like the bad part of these. I mean, I kind of already talked about some of the bad part, but in some of the legends I talked about, you can get trapped inside of one of these fairy rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to get out of one, you need some like outside intervention. You can't really like, it's hard to get out of one on your own.
Mm-hmm. If you get trapped. Well, that's scary.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of legends and stuff are like, just don't go in one. That's like, I think one of the most common things I've heard before I look this up is like, you're not supposed to go inside of a fairy circle. So in the early 20th century in Wales, they said that you could cast wild morgum and thyme, they're both herbs, like throw them into the circle to confuse the fairies and then make your escape.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what morgum is.
Me neither, but I know what thyme is.
Morgum? Yeah,
I don't know
but
why
thyme.
They're scared of that. Yeah. Is the question. But, I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, if I'm really thinking about it, could you just throw any sort of thing in there to confuse them?
Right. I mean, I would be pretty confused if it started raining, like, big green leaves or something.
Right. Something with, like, a strong smell, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Or, like, very colorful, maybe.
Yes. Or both.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one way you can get out. Another tactic is to have somebody come rescue you by, like, touching you with iron.
Interesting. Why iron?
Yeah. So I guess, if you have, like, an iron rod or something, right? And the person who's, like, in the circle, they're touching it, then they'll be able to break out of the circle somehow.
Interesting.
That, like, breaks the barrier. I don't know. So yeah, that'll work. And another way, which is like probably the simplest way. I mean, I guess throwing time in is pretty simple. Yeah. But another simple way is like you can just be like pulled out by somebody on the outside. And basically the way that they said to do this is to tie a rope on yourself.
Okay.
And the other person like pulls you out, pulls the rope and pulls you out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Would you try that if we had a rope and a fairy circle?
I mean, if I couldn't get out. Couldn't get out the normal way. True. Know. Would you pull me out?
Nope. Leaving you in there. What? I'm just kidding. I just meant, like, would you go on a fairy circle if we came across
I don't know. Like, all of these legends, like, the fact that so many different countries have these legends mm-hmm. saying not to go in them is kind of like, yep. maybe I shouldn't.
Probably
I
not a good time. To be fair, I don't really know if I knew about the rule before I went in the fairy circles that I did.
Yeah.
So, see, like, does that count? Because I don't know.
I think does what count?
Because I didn't know.
Well, I feel like it still counts. But, well, I mean, you were fine. Trapped. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. You might have gotten cursed.
Yeah. You know, I've always said I'm cursed. So, mm-hmm. maybe that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's all I have about fairy circles. But yeah, like, I'm actually hoping that one grows in my yard this year. I'm excited to look out for them.
I really hope one does too. Or, like, definitely, if not in your yard, at least, like, in the back, like, woods.
Yes. I'm going to have to go out there and go hunting.
Mm-hmm. Go hunt. Yeah, but you got to be careful because you don't want to step inside of it.
I know.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. Well,
that's you have to take a picture of the one in your yard and we could post that.
I will. But tragically, do you know what?
Huh.
I just remembered. I think that the fairy circle may be no more because I think that my roommate just mowed the grass.
Oh!
Dang. And we were going to mow around the mushrooms. But it grows back immediately. It always does. So.
Okay.
Probably won't take too long.
Okay, she didn't get trapped either.
No. Nope.
Interesting. Well, maybe she got cursed too.
You know what's interesting though is I think that she said like the battery died, and I was like, ooh. Right. Oh, I was like after the mushroom.
The fairies.
It was the fairies. They were like, get out of our circle.
Oh my God.
They're like, we respect this is your house, but like this is our circle.
So, yes, exactly. Get out of here. Oh my God.
I love that. See, you had okay. Oh, go ahead.
That's like another thing. Maybe since it's like on like in your yard, they're not gonna trap you, but they're like, we're gonna curse you instead.
Exactly. Like something bad is still gonna happen because obviously you're in our house, but we share land, so mm-hmm. it won't be mm-hmm. as bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my guess too. But I love how you had like kind of a global story, I would say, you know, everywhere around the world.
Yeah. And it was very like Europe focused, but yeah.
But like a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And I too have a global story for you.
Ooh.
From literally everywhere in the world. So I have the legend of the boogeyman. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my gosh.
Creepy. I feel like every single person in one way or another has heard about the boogeyman, a boogeyman. Like, if you haven't heard of the boogeyman, you've probably been hiding in a closet with the boogeyman and just didn't even know.
Oh my God. Scary.
But,
okay, I do actually have a story about the boogeyman.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, kind of. I don't know if I've already told you this. It really has to do with the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, yes.
So when I was like younger, I went to my family, we went to California to I went to like Disney in Anaheim, and they had the Nightmare Before Christmas ride.
Mm-hmm.
And in like the little waiting area before you got on the ride, they like put you in this room and the lights turn off and the boogeyman like from the movie talks over the speaker, and I was terrified, and I've been so scared of it ever since.
The man is scared of the boogeyman.
Yes, that's what I like think of every time I hear like somebody say boogeyman.
That's so funny.
Oh my god! And I just remember because I think I was like literally like 5 years old, and that is not
that is
a scary thing for a 5 year old.
It is. I used to be very scared of that movie when I was little. It's a scary one. Yeah. And yeah, I'll talk about it later too. I did. It's in my notes.
Oh, okay.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I did, in fact, immediately after recording last week's podcast, I went and saw the new Boogeyman movie. It's called The Boogeyman. And so I was like, let me use that as some inspo. I, you know, as a movie review, I would give it a solid 5 out of 10. Wasn't that great. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't that great either. You know, I'm a harsh horror movie critic. What can I say? But, but I will say, however, the main monster, you know, the boogeyman was so creepy looking. Like, while I did not think it was a great plot line, he was very scary to look at. And there were some like very disturbing scenes with, it's just so creepy. But anyways, the movie aside, the boogeyman has been a legend for so long, and there are so many different versions, probably more than any other topic we've ever talked about. Like, I could probably have talked for 3 hours about all the different kinds of boogeymans. But
yeah, because I was going to say, it's kind of like its own category.
Exactly. Like, it's kind of up to you what you think a boogeyman is. So it's like a big umbrella of different kind of like boogie people, if you will.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just jump right on in. The word bogey, like B-O-G-E-Y, originated in the mid 19th century, and it means devil.
Okay. So, see, like, I was just gonna ask that, like, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And that. Huh.
Yeah, so that's one way. At first I'm going to tell you like the English version of the boogeyman, and then I'll get into some of the other countries' boogeymen, and they also have words that mean other things that, I mean, pretty much the same thing, but
okay.
You'll see. So, but in English it does translate to devil, or sometimes like terror, or even scarecrow. So, you know, nothing really good though. No good words. But just depending on the language. And in Old English, it means a frightening specter. So, that's great.
That's creepy.
That's so great. Tales of the boogeymen go all the way back, at least recorded anyway, to the early 1400s. So, that's like big back. Big old story.
Yeah.
Also, sorry if you hear some rumbling. There's a really big storm going on outside right now, and the thunder is, in fact, shaking the house. So,
oh, wow.
If you hear something, we're good. Just thunder.
Stay safe out there.
I know, it's just thunder. Maybe it's the boogeyman coming after me. He's like, don't talk about me like that. Anyway, so let me tell you what the boogeyman is said to look like. Now, of course, there are many versions, as I already said, but they all seem to have at least these qualities. So they're all said to have either claws or talons for fingers, very sharp teeth, and often resemble other animals. Now, there are tales of boogeymen who are actually like human looking, but also animal looking. So there's both.
See, I was going to say, like, I'm already reminded of Slenderman.
Yeah, that's what it's giving. That's what I picture when I think of boogeyman, is like Slenderman, literally, but just like inside, not outside in the woods.
And the fact that you said animals, that is like skinwalker vibes.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and it also makes me think, like, what if all of these creatures that we always talk about are just all one creature, with just a bunch of different variations, and we just they're just all around us.
Yeah.
Ah, it's so creepy. It's so creepy. It really disturbs me. So hopefully, you know, that's not the case. So let me see, I lost my spot. Okay, so in a lot, not every story, but a lot of stories, it's also said to have horns or hooves to kind of look like a deer or a horse, but like at the same time, not really. So, which is interesting because that's what it was pictured as, like in the movie, The Boogeyman. It was kind of like a spider, kind of like a deer, kind of like a human with hands. It was like a lot of different animals and human in one kind of situation going on in the movie. And that's kind of the vibes that everybody else is saying too. They're like, we don't really know what the heck this thing is. It's just a jumble of things.
Okay.
Which is creepy. Very, very creepy. So basically, there are three main legends, or like three main types of boogeymen in the world. So the first is that the kind that punishes misbehaved children. So this one, you know, is used as a scare tactic to scare kids into listening to their parents and doing the right thing. You know, we see that a lot with legends, which is just super annoying.
Yes. And like, I feel like this is the most common type of boogeyman.
Right. Like, I don't know if my parents ever told me that there was a boogeyman, like, in the closet that was going to get me. In fact, I feel like I was afraid of it, and they had to be like, there's no boogeyman in there.
Yeah, I don't think my parents.
But, like, obviously that fear came from somewhere. Like, I heard the story somewhere that I thought there was a boogeyman in my closet or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, under your bed.
Yeah, under my bed, because I didn't even have a closet, so definitely under the bed. My parents would be like, Taylor, you have 100 purses under that bed. There's no way a boogeyman would be able to fit under there. I'm like, whatever. I think he
growing up, I had a bunk bed and I was on the top. So, my sister was on under my bed.
Did you feel safer from the boogeyman?
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Maybe that's the answer, guys. Get a bunk bed. funny. So let's see here. Oh, okay. So the first was the one that likes to punish misbehaved children. The second is those that like to protect the innocent, which I had never heard of that kind of boogeyman before. Like a good boogeyman.
I've never really heard of a good one either.
Me neither. But those boogeymen are said to still hurt people. let's not get it twisted. They're still hurting people, but and eating people, but they're only punishing those who are guilty. So like that's how they protect people, is by taking out the bad people. So you know, the good boogeyman is like just a little vigilante guy,
right,
kind of low-key stand him. And the third, of course, the typical boogeyman, the one that loves violence and loves being scary. And it's said to love the taste of children and likes to haunt them down because the more scared they are, the better they taste.
Oh, so this is different than the first kind?
Well, it's kind of the same. But I think people are just like referring to some people use it as a scare tactic versus some people actually believe that it's real.
Okay. Yep.
So, yeah. So when I tell you that there are boogeymen all around the world, I'm not kidding. As I said, I could be here for hours telling you stories about a boogeyman everywhere. Even on the list, like, of some of the websites, they're saying, like, the Jersey Devil is considered to be a boogeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, makes sense, you know, like a mishmash of animals to be a creature, just living out in the woods. So, you know, he's a boogeyman. There is a boogeyman in Japan called the Namahage, or the Namahage, not sure. And it's said to take away children who are lazy or cry too much. And specifically, that boogeyman will come on New Year's Eve to collect the children who have been lazy or crying too much that year.
Oh, wow. So you have to be, like, good for Santa, and then you have to be good for...
Gotta be good for the boogeyman.
...creature, too. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so, and, you know, if you look at the media today, obviously, so many boogie people. The Nightmare Before Christmas, like you were just talking about, there's Oogie Boogie, who is the boogeyman.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Creepy.
You think he's creepy? I think he's, like, the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's not as bad now, but I used to be so scared.
That's so funny. I don't know. I was never scared of him. I was scared of, like, Jack Skellington. Why? Yeah, I don't know.
I think another thing, like, the ride at Disney definitely scared me. But also, like, I think I was watching this movie in our hotel, like, right before, too.
Oh, yeah. So you were in the, like, spooky vibe already.
Yes. And I was just, like, not about it. And I think that might have been, like, me not ever wanting to watch scary things. And, like,
and now here we are. This day,
yeah. I still don't watch scary things. Except I can watch that movie now. Like, I like that now. Because it's... Yeah. You know, it's, I mean, scary, yeah, it's not, to kids, but
it's
not
scary anymore. It is, in fact, a children's movie.
Yes.
No, yeah, it's a very cute movie now. For sure.
But yeah, so, like, yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, in most variations of the Boogeyman story, it says that the creature, no matter. In my, like, the version that I always heard, I always thought, like, a boogeyman was inside of the house. But in most of these, it can be inside or outside. It doesn't matter. So most stories say that this creature lurks in the darkness and doesn't like the light at all. So no matter really where darkness is, like, that's where it can live. Like, okay. That's the space that it lives in. And that's the variation that the movie, The Boogeyman, that just came out, followed, too. Okay. So, I mean, no spoilers, of course. It just came out. I'm not going to spoil it. But this creature would only look around in the darkness and then preyed on people who were, like, afraid of the dark. So, hopefully, none of you guys are afraid of the dark out there, because that might make you a magnet to the boogeyman. I'm not afraid of the dark. Not really.
I definitely used to be.
Oh, me too. In fact, I used to sleep with my lights on.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, a little nightlight.
Mm-mm.
Full lights. Just fully on.
Like, at least one.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know how many lights I have in my room.
Yes.
I've always been like that. Had, like, a million different lights in my room. At least one would have to be on. But now I'm so drastically different. I'm a changed person. It has to be complete darkness. Like, even if I see the TV light, like, the power light on, which is, it's on either way. It's either blue if it's on or red if it's off. Like, I have to cover it with tape. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I'm not afraid of the dark. So the boogeyman hasn't got me. Not yet. Anyway.
See, this is, like, only hurting me because I I get scared. I do get scared sometimes just when I'm, like, by myself in the dark.
Well, that's a little bit different. Well, is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, if I'm, like, home alone, like, the house is totally empty.
Yeah, even with Parm.
See, that's different. Now that she's here, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't been in the house by yourself alone with Parm?
Oh, I have.
But so, it's, like, better.
Now that she's here, yeah, she's my protector.
Like, yeah, like, she'll tell you if the boogeyman's there, you know? She'll be acting a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We love our little protectors.
Yeah, but before that, I was a little bit scared. Mm-hmm. So now, knowing that a boogeyman could have been after me because I was scared, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness you didn't know that then.
Right?
It would have only made it worse. So, people have tried to, you know, really date back to the first, like, written or even oral story of the boogeyman. And we don't know the exact first one, but a really early one. This one came out of the 1500s. Some people say that this is, like, the origin story. But we know that there were stories in the 1400s of a boogeyman. So, I think this one might just be one of the first few that was written down. Anyway, they traced the boogeyman back to what people called bugbear. Okay. And so this bugbear was a creature in, like, Scotland and just, like, around that area. And it was this bugbear thing. It was used to describe what people would say looked like a mix between a goblin, a scarecrow, and a bear. So they called it the bugbear. Huh. And that it hunted and ate small children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jesus. Uh-huh.
I was going to say, I like that name better than Boogeyman. Bugbear? The bugbear.
Bugbear versus the boogeyman. Yeah. I mean, it definitely sounds less menacing, but also I kind of feel like since it is so menacing and will eat children, it kind of needs to have a scary name.
Yeah.
So that you're scared of it. Yeah,
I
know, because
I thought you were going to say something not Mm-mm. like that.
Mm-mm. Nope. They, all boogeymen pretty much love eating children. So that's not great. Not great at all. Another creature, I don't know where this one's coming out of, but it was called a boggy, which is pretty close to boogie man. And it would translate to hobgoblin. So these hobgoblins are said to lurk around waiting in the dark, just waiting for any children to walk by so that it could snatch them up and eat them. So I don't really know. Like, we've talked about some hobgoblins before, but I always kind of pictured, I don't know what version of a boogeyman I was picturing, but it was never really a creature. It was always like a man, like an actual human man. But yes. What I have learned to come to learn is that the boogeyman is actually a creature, like a monster or cryptid type situation. And it just wants to eat kids. So that is just very not good.
Yeah. See, like, I always pictured sort of like a person too. So maybe like the legend has developed over time to like now the boogeyman sort of shapeshifts into like a person.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe like just in America, we have like our boogeymen are just like people, like, or like figured as humanoid, you know? Because most of these are, none of these are in America.
Yeah.
All of these are outside of America. So might just be our boogeyman compared to theirs.
I mean, since both of us have that sort of idea. Yeah.
Exactly. In Latin America, as well as Spain and Portugal, their version of a boogeyman is called the sack man. And it's portrayed. Okay, so now there are boogeymen. I'm glad you brought that up at a perfect time. Because this one is portrayed to be humanoid. The one from Latin America, Spain, and Portugal. So if you think, like, Latin America, that's not too close. I mean, that's not too far from, you know, North America.
Uh-huh.
So maybe this is why we think it's more like humanoid. But their version of a boogeyman is called the sack man. And it is portrayed as a man-like figure carrying a large sack. And in this sack will be the kids that he has taken and he will have for dinner.
See, that isn't that like the one in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
He has a sack. It's just like Christmas.
Yep. Well, he is like literally a big sack.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he has one too. He has like a sack that too. He swings over his shoulder.
It's really, I think so too. It's been a really long time since I've seen that movie though.
Me too.
People are yelling. That's at what us. I'm picturing. People are definitely yelling at us. Listening to this, who are like very much so fans of that movie. Oh well. Sorry about it. There are truly so many more, like in Germany and Switzerland. Okay, it's called the Bootsmann. Don't know if I said that right, but I'm hoping it was close. But the Bootsman is said to hide under kids' beds at night or in their wardrobes and wait till they fall asleep and then come out very creepily and very slowly and then eat them.
God.
So what I'm hearing is that the entire world believes in at least one version of a boogeyman. So I'm like, is the boogeyman what's really going to solve world peace? Like, can we all agree that there's a boogeyman? Because it sounds to me like everybody agrees there's something out there.
Yeah. It's just so, it's so interesting when there's a legend that, like, all countries, like, everywhere around the world sort of, they came up with their own versions of it. And,
yeah. I don't like that. Because it makes it feel way more real.
Yeah.
And this is a really bad one to feel real.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, where's the proof? Like, kids aren't just disappearing.
Well, kids actually are disappearing.
I mean, like, out of their beds at night, like, getting eaten?
Well, I don't know. But there are a lot of missing kids. I'm not making jokes on those missing kids at all. At all. At all. But I'm just saying. How do we know?
That is true.
We don't know. But, hold on. Let's see here. So, you know, whether he is portrayed as a man, a creature, a goblin, or whatever, none of them are good. And in no way, shape, or form do you ever want to come across any versions of these boogeymen. But what was so funny was that I was watching The Ultimatum earlier on my lunch break, which is a Netflix dating show, and which you wouldn't assume, you know, they would be talking anything about a boogeyman in there, but they literally brought up boogeyman. They were talking about the boogeyman, and I was like, that is how much the boogeyman is just so well known. Like, I'm watching this today knowing I'm going to talk about this today on the podcast, and they were like, we need to see and make sure and check there's no boogeyman in the closet in here. And I was like, there's just no way they just said that. So I just thought that was funny. But, you know, do we think the boogeyman exists? What do we think? I really don't know. I really don't know. Speechless.
I want to say no.
You want to say no? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Overall, I say no. I think people want to use it as a scare tactic. I don't really know why. Scare tactics, like, I don't know why we think that's a good idea for children, mm-hmm. you know, to scare them out of their minds. At least at this level. Like, you can be like, hey, maybe go to timeout. Maybe not, hi, this monster is going to come out of the darkness and eat you. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not a parent. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I might not say that to my
child. Yeah. I mean, people back in the day, like, when these legends were created and stuff, like, people used to be so hard on their kids.
True. That's very true. Like, that was the least of their worries, is the boogeyman.
They're like, you better behave. This thing's going to come and eat you, and yeah. I'm not helping you.
I'm not helping you. You're on your own, kid. It's so true. But yeah, that's the legend of the boogeyman.
Wow.
Creepy. Hmm. Don't like him.
I really did not even connect the word boogie to like bogey and to like the devil. Like, that's just so interesting because I never really knew where that came from.
Me neither because when I think of boogie, I think of a booger.
Right, me too.
It's the only thing I think about. So, and I'm like, well, he's for sure not the booger man.
But right. Like, no, that's not scary. Like,
not scary at all. I mean, I don't want to be snotted on, but I'd rather that than be eaten. So, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely go check out our Instagram for pictures of some boogeymen and, you know, amongst
and
other things.
And some fairy circles.
Fairy circles, of course. Can't forget about the fairy circles. They're going to be way cooler than any rendition of a boogeyman. I wonder, it's probably not going to be on Google yet because the movie just came out, but there is one really disturbing picture of the boogeyman specifically that is burned into my memory from the movie. That I wish we could post, but I know for a fact that it won't be on Google by the time we post it. So that's unfortunate. Yeah. When the movie comes out, though, please go watch it just alone for that one part. Oh, you'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
It's really burned into my memory.
Maybe I'll see it.
I'm going to force you to watch it. You don't have a choice. I was telling
the listeners. 5 out of 10.
No, not the whole movie. Just the clip.
Okay, just the clip.
Everybody else has to go watch the whole movie, though. I mean, it really wasn't that bad of a movie. I just wanted more to happen. But, I mean, he's just a boogeyman, and he just likes to eat kids, so...
Yeah. You
know, I can't ask much more of him. But, anywho, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, per usual. And if you're listening on Spotify, we always post some questions and polls, and they're always pretty fun, so... Go vote if you're listening on Spotify. And I really think that might be all I have for you guys. What about you, Savannah?
Yep.
All right. Well, then I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.